Dustin, I don't know. Did you sleep in this morning?
I was actually working out on my exercise bicycle, and I got a little bit of a late start, so I'm sorry.
That's
I apologize.
Okay. That's okay. Everybody's got their own clock right now.
My clock is so thrown off by this, Brian. It's unbelievable.
Lindsay woke up on Saturday and didn't know what day it was. Had almost a panic attack. Thought I was supposed to be on the air, and I wasn't. And it is just sort of the new normal, as they say. You are on the front lines of this, working at a hospital every day. Before we get into the stuff that you're doing with Alone Together, and then I saw your tweet about National Puppy Day, what is it like? Can you speak for those men and women that are there, the stress, the bravery, the indomitable spirit, whatever you want to call it? I can't even imagine what that is like.
Well, it's really weird because we all know what we're supposed to be doing. By all, we're supposed to take care of our patients, but we don't know how we're supposed to do that in some cases because, like, elective surgeries have been, you know, we're not doing those anymore. So those nurses are helping by helping EBS clean up, right? We don't know how we're supposed to help, but we know what we're supposed to do. And it's a weird sense of just community and just working, just getting in there and doing whatever's asked of you. And it's I'm seeing and hearing it all across the country when I talk to hospitals because – We're in this together, man. It's wild. It is wild. It is wild.
But isn't it amazing, that as much as we can see the worst in human behavior and people like trying to scam seniors and take advantage of this, you also see the very best of us?
Yes, it's unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, I've been working the floors the past couple of days, which is, I'm used to dealing with athletes, right? Healthy human individuals. And now I'm working floors with people who are sick and they're older. And I'm learning about the 50s and 60s. I'm learning about polio outbreaks. I'm learning about so much stuff, and the most thing I'm learning about is human spirit. I had one gentleman tell me, no matter what comes of him, he's had a good run, and he wants to make sure everybody else has a good run. And when you hear stuff like that, it's shattering, especially for somebody like me that's been so used to dealing with kids and healthy people, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing the other end of this.
All right, well, keep up the spirit and keep up the great work on that end. Tell me about this Alone Together thing you've started, because I really do worry. Saw an article, where people are like basically just taking home Oreos and Doritos and they're just eating bad stuff. They're not taking time out of their day. You know, their schedules are interrupted. You know, this whole health side of this, you can help build your immune system. You can help build your strength. How did you come up with this idea?
I came up with the idea of obviously Twitter because I'm a Twitter junkie, but I saw somebody doing an Alone Together movie thing where they started a movie at 7 o'clock Eastern, like Netflix. They picked a movie, and everybody was watching it at the same time and sharing their dinner plates. Like, so they were alone, but they were all together, right? They were having like a party. Well, I thought, you know what? People that like to work out need to continue to work out, and also this might be a good time for people to start new good habits. So let's try something like that in the movement phase, because that's kind of where my realm is. So I started an Alone Together workout where I post a workout and we all get together alone at your place and do the workout at 5:30, so we can all at least be suffering together and know that, you know, a lot of the time we go to the gym, see other people suffering, to know that we're not alone. So that was kind of the idea behind it. I've had a lot of people join the page. I've had some comments. I'm extremely sore, so I think it's working. I don't know.
All right. Are you talking 5:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m.?
P.m.
Okay.
P.m.
I work in the 5:30 a.m. world. Yes. There's a lot of people no way. So 5:30 p.m. So how do they find it on Facebook?
You can go. It's a public page. It's hashtag Alone Together Workouts. You don't even have to ask permission to get in. It's a completely public page. If you have me a friend on Facebook, you can find me through there. And I usually post them about 4:30 because people have other things to do, like feed kids. And they can start a little early and go a little late. It's just, it'd be nice. If you can do it at 5:30, great. If you can't, at least it's something there for you, for somebody to do if they're looking for something to do.
All right. What kind of workouts? I mean, people probably don't need a lot of equipment and stuff. What kind of things are you doing?
It's all body weight type stuff. It's circuit type stuff. Let's see. For example, we did push-ups, sit-ups, and squats the other day. And this could be anybody. So if somebody's new to this, you don't need to do 30 full squats. Maybe you do a half squat. I had to end up doing push-ups on a table because I was exhausted the other day. So I talk about modifying it and doing what you're capable of doing, but it's that type of stuff. Yesterday was a yoga day. I posted a yoga video that everybody could do at the same time. So it's just hit and miss. I'm trying to be as creative as I possibly can, and we'll see. Hopefully, I only have to do this for another, 8 to 10 days, and everybody gets in a good habit and gets back to the gyms, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right. Tell me, what was your favorite thing on Ocho yesterday?
Oh, man. I got into the marble races, man. Not going to lie. I was kind of rooting for Foggy, and I was really rooting for the Dirty Ducks. But I there was some, did you see the juggling dodgeball?
No.
I did.
Unbelievable what was on there last night, yes. So, yeah, I actually my favorite thing yesterday was the NASCAR virtual racing, the iRacing that was live.
Explain that, because I saw a lot of that on Twitter. But what happened? What was it?
Sure. So iRacing is a computer platform-based virtual racing thing, and you can have different setup rigs. Like the professional drivers have TVs all around them, so the driver perspective thing. So it's like they're inside their car and driving, using a wheel and pedals like a normal car. But what that was, they hooked all these guys up virtually. There's 40-some racers in the race, and they raced it down in Miami, like tire wear. And it was just like everybody's pit stops, cautions, everything else. But the final lap came down to Dale Jr. and Denny Hamlin. And Denny Hamlin bumped Dale Jr. out of the way to get the win. And it was wild. I was my wife, my family, we were all into it. Twitter was ablaze by it. I'm hoping they continue this while we're kept away.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you. Keep the stuff going on Twitter. You need to follow this guy. He's got a very optimistic attitude, got a lot of great ideas, and maybe a little too much food. You know, that's just me.
I hear that, but I'm a big food porn guy. So
that's all right.
That just comes with the territory. Optimistic, and I like food.
You know what? I'll put up with the food to get all the rest of it, but it all looks right. Great. Now, keep up the frontline stuff. Hey, pass along. If you're going there today, please know that we're just the outpouring of support for those frontline workers. I mean, we're hearing it day in and day out. Make sure you let them know from us how much we're thinking about them and how much we appreciate what they're doing.
I'll do that, Brian. Thanks for having me, man. If you need an optimistic guy on the radio anytime, give me a call.
All right. We should
make it sunny any day.
Okay. Dustin Fink, who has been with us in and around us and some of our coverage for a number of years. An interesting guy on Twitter, to say the least. I was amazed, and this Alone Together idea is a good idea because it gives you, like when I go to the Y, if you go to the Y at the same time every day, you see the same people every day, and there's kind of a camaraderie, there's a public peer pressure, so hey, haven't seen you in a week. You know, there's that like kind of built-in sort of, in a good way,
yeah,
that camaraderie, and it's so easy when you're home alone, talk yourself out of stuff.
Accountability, wellness checks.
Yeah, just hey, there's some other people. Mm-hmm. Check it out on Facebook. I think you'll like it.
It's a great idea.